Well, greetings to you, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely city of Trieste in Italy. Yes, I'm actually in the middle of a nice, massive square. Taking a little bit of a break, been walking around and getting a feel for this place. Beautiful, beautiful city. Interesting people, you know, interesting vibe in general in Europe these days. But, you know, it's funny. You just talk to people, you know, as you travel, and you talk to people as you go around, and you just start realizing more and more how, though, you know, people have their differences on the surface, how similar the needs and the longings are of the hearts of people all over the world. The desire to be accepted, the desire to have purpose, the want to have some significance and reason for being, the holes in people's hearts that are a result of whatever they are, but they're born with them, you know, where they desire to have certain things filled, certain desires brought to fruition, and it seems like they'd never are. It seems like despite people's best efforts and trying over and again, that the longings of their heart just seem to get thwarted, just seem to always fall short. And they look for it here and there and everywhere. There's a sadness in so many people. When I talk to them, I just see it. Kind of that old hope deferred makes the heart sick. A lot of really sick hearts because hopes have been deferred over and over and over again. And people just sort of now exist rather than live. And, you know, in this process, you know, life can be rough. It really can, because, you know, the second that people start to hope for certain things, it seems like that's the moment that those things just get dashed to the ground and shattered and shredded, and just a sadness that ensues in people's lives, in people's minds, in people's realities. And, you know, ultimately, the only way through any of this has been and always will be Christ. You know, He's the only one that can heal the wounds of people's hearts. He's the only one that can make whole that which has been destroyed, that which has been torn apart, that which the locust has eaten. He's the one that's able to restore that and make something new. Yes, you hear the tower bells there in the background. God's able to make things new. And, you know, oftentimes people, they fail to realize what He offers them. And so what they do is they look for it, you know, in the world. And they look for it in something that's limited, something that's temporal, something that will only let them down worse, much, much further. And, you know, when you don't have something resolved in yourself, and then you go and you try to bring something external into that situation, and that too is unresolved, or that too is not in the state of wholeness or oneness with the Spirit of God, you just added another variable to the situation that makes it all the more worse. You know, I think too often people are looking for somebody else to prop them up, to hold them up, to hold their hand, to carry them through. And that's not the case, and that's not what you're going to find. What you need and what we need is for Christ in us, the hope of glory, to strengthen us and to carry us through. And along those lines, yes, you know, we understand. You get your heart broken time and time and time again. Your heart gets broken by what it is to live in this life, because this world can be a cruel place. It can be a difficult place. It can be a hurtful place. And sometimes, despite your best efforts to do good, to be a blessing, to be a help, at the end of the day, you get hurt in the process. But you know, all of that too is part and parcel of God's will and God's plan. Because you've got to understand, if the first to be rejected was Christ, He is the first fruits, the firstborn unto salvation. And even as He is first in this lineup, if you're going to follow in His footsteps, you're going to experience similar things. I think it's Ezekiel or Isaiah, but you know, one of them talks about how, you know, he was a man of sorrows. You know, he was acquainted with sorrow. He knew what it was to hurt. He knew what it was to be in pain. He knew what it was to feel at the depth of his being rejection. And think about it, for God to be rejected, by those that he made, that which he had created, that which he had fashioned. Think about the heart of God for a second. That which God had made and that which he has fashioned, for that very thing that he made, fashioned, loved, the pinnacle of his creative, the apex of his creative ability. When God said, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness," I mean, this was the peak of what God was making. And in that process, for that which he had made to reject him, for that which he had made, as in Genesis 6:6 talked about, verse 5, verse 6, that when he saw that every inclination of man's heart was to do evil, it grieved him that he had made man. A people that reject him and a people whose hearts are turned towards that which is anti-Christ. Yeah, that's not nice. That's not nice. And, you know, God feels. God hurts. He hurts for his creation. He longs for his bride. He longs for that which is to be restored unto him. So, you know, that being the case, when God knows what it is to suffer, what it is to have pain, what it is to struggle, when God knows, then as far as it pertains to you and to your life, don't think it's strange that you would go through something similar. Don't think it's strange that you would be rejected. Don't think it's strange that you would face persecution and trial and all these different difficult things. You know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance. Perseverance, character. Character, hope, and hope does not disappoint. You know that if you persevere, there's good things that are going to happen in your life. So, you know, in this process, you've got to hold on as you go through. You've got to overcome as you go through. You know, God calls His people to be overcomers. And you know, one thing too is that He keeps taking us through stronger and stronger depths, stronger and stronger assaults on our being, on our character, on our minds. God allows us to go through those things because they shape us, they fashion us, they strengthen us so that when the time comes that we will stand, that we won't fold. Because too many people, they fold when it's expedient. They fold when it's politically, economically useful to them. But they don't hold a hard line. They don't hold a hard line. They fall apart. And part of the reason they fall apart is because they were never grounded in the first place. Form of godliness that denies the power thereof, that will fall apart. That won't make it very long. Especially in the day now that we're coming into. You know, I had a real interesting chat on the train over with a young person. You know, really we got into some really cool stuff as we were talking about, you know, talking about just the economy also as well in Italy and how they've been in a 4-year recession and that it really doesn't look like it's going to go away and you know, the prospects for the young people in this country and kind of where they are emotionally, morally, spiritually and the like. And it really is just a bleak picture for this country when you talk to that person. And this is somebody that's coming through all of those things right now. But you realize that unless a person has a life and a vision that's established by Christ Jesus, you have nothing. You can try to make a reality that makes yourself feel good. You can have people build statues and do all kinds of things to and for you, but in the end, you're going to be stripped down to nothing. So, yes. No, it's. But for God's people, it is a good time. It is a good time to be His. It is a good time to be walking free in this life and in this earth. It is a good time to be doing the will of the Father and trusting Him. So, no, it's God is blessing His people right now. The world has never seen the way that God will work with and through His people in this day that we're coming into right now. Not in its recent memory, it will not have seen this. God is going to pour out on and through His Spirit upon His people. It's a good time to be part of what He's doing. So, yes, you know, I know when these words come that, you know, the enemy, he works very hard to keep this stuff from coming out. I mean, even now, as I put this out, just the attacks and the struggles that I even feel in myself. But it's okay, because God carries us through. And whatever it is that you and I face, as you turn it over to Him, He'll always carry you through. As you trust Him, He'll always carry you through. He'll always make a way for you where there is no way. God has a beautiful, beautiful way of taking care of His people, of meeting the desires and the needs of their heart on His terms. You know, too often people have their own desires and then they try to put God's stamp and God's label on it. No, you can't. You ask God, you sit in the house according to His will. If you do it through any other way, you're going to pay way too much tax. So, you know, it's amazing how whenever I do these audios, how I get attacked. on the level of spirit, on the level of my mind, even in my body. But you know what? No worries, no issues. Because I know that God speaks through me. I know that He gives me His word to put out. And He uses me because I'm fused with His Spirit. And He uses, frankly, He uses anybody that gives themselves over to Him for His purposes. And He'll also use the worlders to accomplish His purpose and plan through them as well by using them as props on the stage. And they fulfill a certain thing that He has as well. So Pharaoh fulfills a certain purpose for Moses. Obama fulfills a certain purpose right now in the larger scheme of God's plan and purpose in the world, as do many of these world leaders that are not truth tellers, that are not, that are anti-Christ. So, I mean, it's a shame, you know, that people choose of their free will to be separate from God for all eternity, and to be thrown away as eternal garbage. Yeah, it's really a shame. Because here's the problem. Unless you're one with the Spirit of God, He doesn't know you. And God's not going to be one with a liar. He's the Spirit of truth. And so therefore, if something, and He's always going to remain the Spirit of truth. So therefore, if something wants to, here's an indicator that somebody's moving towards oneness with Him, is that's a truth teller. That's a truth speaker. And if somebody isn't, well, then you're fused with something else. So, hey, that's just the reality of it. So now, back to, you know, the struggles that we face. It's gonna be a road. You know, it's gonna be a rocky road. It is. But whenever you face something, whenever you face a disappointment, a heartache, a heartbreak, whatever it may be, whenever you face these things, bring them before God. See, you can't look to a person. You can't look to somebody to be something to you that only God can be. These are the things that need to be sorted and dealt with at the core of who you are. Now, if you do it His way, if you do go before Him, if you do sort these things at the core of who you are, there is healing available. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, there's still not going to be some natural longings, some hopes, some dreams that are there, sure. But put those before God. And also, you know, allow for the possibility that, you know, there are certain things that may not be accomplished in this life that you maybe hope or desire. You know, many prophets and wise men were longing and looking forward to the day of Christ Jesus and did not see it. And yet God had given them prophetic words about it and expectations for it. They believed, they trusted, but it wasn't for their time. And likewise, you know, we believe, we trust, but there's some things that are just, you know, they're in God's hands, and He would have you to pray, to play the role that you play, but also realize that, you know, some things are, they're just, they are what they are. And, you know, you could have a desire that the sun would set in the north. You know, it's not going to do that. It's always going to set in the west. So, rise in the east, set in the west. God's put that in place. Nothing that anybody else ever tries to do is going to change that. And that's just the way that it is. So there's some things in this life that are just the way that they are, and also God intends certain things by them existing that way. You know, I used to struggle a lot more with, you know, this existence of evil and the way that it manifests, and wanting that to be done away with, wanting that to be thwarted, wanting that to be destroyed. And, you know, frankly, the people that are on the side of evil feel the same way about the righteous, feel the same way about the godly. They would rather we disappear, that we be eliminated, that we be snuffed out, because our existence is a conviction for them. Our existence makes things bad for them. And they don't want us around. Now, does that mean that we go anywhere? No, because God protects us. He allows us to continue to exist. If it was not for the Spirit of God holding us and supporting us and carrying us through and providing for us, we would all be out of here by now. So, you know, but at the same time too, God allows for the wicked to continue on for a season as well, because part and parcel of that existence that they have, is necessary for the purposes of God to be accomplished. It's necessary, because when they do what they do, they act as a refining fire for us. We get tested by what we go through. We get strengthened by what we go through. And you know, when we face these trials and tribulations of all kinds, and by and large, the places that they come from are attacks from the enemy that are allowed to go through. But when we face these different things, the byproduct of it is we become fashioned more and more into the image and the likeness of Christ Jesus. We become much, much more what God intended for us to be. That would not happen if we did not go through the things that we go through. Would we choose those things for ourselves if it was left to our own devices? Of course not. Of course not. We wouldn't choose a difficult time if we had a choice in it. But that's why we don't. That's why we are bond slaves and servants. So I should clarify that. That's why we don't if we choose to follow Christ. If you choose to follow Christ, you give up your choice. And when you give up your choice, what you allow is His choice for you, His will, and not yours, every day of your life. That's what Jesus practiced. So, you know, you and I go forward into that. You and I trust Him in that. Because we know that He knows what's best for us. We know that He knows what it is that we need. We know that He will take us in a way that we wouldn't choose for ourselves, but at the end of the day, it's so much better for us. And the time when you can really tell that is when you look back. You know, it's not that we spend a lot of time in reflective thought, but because we are I Am people, we are fused in right now where it is that God would have us to be, doing what He has for us to do. But you can look back and see where He's brought you from. You can take a glance and see this is what God has done in and through you. So, yeah, it's it is definitely all good. Man, I tell you, it's a beautiful world, you guys. Lord willing, get out and do and see what God would have you to do and see and be a part of. All He needs is your willingness. All He needs is for you to just go with it. And He'll make the rest happen according to His plan and purpose and timing. You don't have to fix anything. You don't have to make anything work. He knows exactly what He's doing with you. Just, you have to trust Him. You have to do what He says. Because out of that obedience, that's where... obedience brings the reward. It really does. So, hey, love you guys. God bless you. Keep on keeping on. And we'll catch up again soon. So, many, many blessings in Christ Jesus to you from Italy. And we'll catch up again in the near future. All right, talk to you later. Bye.